If we're up to the 13th line, okay? So the Gemara says, the Ema Rosh Hashanah Ir. Again, remember, we're trying to figure out when exactly is the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. So now the Gemara suggests maybe the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim is Ir. The Gemara says, no, lo salka daitach. Dechsev, vahi b'chodesh harishon b'ashana ha-shenis b'achad l'chodesh ukam ha-mishkan. Uchsev, vahi b'ashana ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-sheni, na'alo ha-anan me'al mishkan ha-idus. The Gemara quotes two psukim. First, the pasuk from Parshas Pekudei that talks about when the Mishkan was erected. It says that the Mishkan was erected in the month of Nisan of the second year, on the first day of the first month of the second year. And then in Parshas Bahaloscha, the pasuk tells us that it was the second month, which presumably is the month of Iyar of the second year. That's when the Anane Hakavod left. So the Gemara explains: Nidakoy ben Nisan v'kari lashana shenis, v'kari be'Iyar v'kari lashana shenis, michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Iyarhu. So it just based on the chronology of these two psukim, you have the pasuk in Pekudei that talks about the erection of the Mishkan. The pasuk in Bahaloscha talks about the Anani HaKavod leaving. Both psukim reference the second year. So if Iyar was Rosh Hashanah, then that pasuk in Bahaloscha should have been the third year. So that presumably debunks the idea that Iyar could be Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara says, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah Malachim should be Sivan. The Gemara says, no, it's also not true. Lo salka daitach tichsev. Bachodesh hashel ishi letzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. The famous pasuk from Parshas Yisro, right, that b'nei Yisrael, they were about to receive the Torah in the month of Sivan. The Im Isa Bachodesh Hashlishi Bashana Hashenis Latzeis Mi Boilei. If it were true that Sivan was the Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk in Yisro should have specified that this was the second year, because it would basically have been considered the following year. So then the Gemara says, Ve'ema Tammuz Ve'ema Av Ve'ema Adar, meaning maybe it's just any, and maybe the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim is just any other month. So the Gemara says no. Elo Amar Rabbi Elazar Mehacha. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim. Vayachel Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni Bishnas Arba L'Malchuso. The pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech began building the base of Hamikdash in the second month, Basheni, which we'll see that's going to be part of the issue, what that means, in the fourth year of his reign. So my Sheni Lav Sheni Liyarach Shemonim Bolam Malchuso. What is that superfluous word Sheni? And the pasuk says he began building the Mikdash Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni. So what's the second Basheni? So the Gemara says it must mean it's the second month after you start counting months for the kings, which basically means that the month before, Nisan, is the month in which we call it the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. So fine. So now the Gemara asks, Maskefla Ravina, Ve'ema Sheni Bachodesh. How do you know that's true? Maybe the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, when it says Basheni, just meant it was the second day of the month. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Im Kain, Sheni Bachodesh Behedje Havak Sivbe. Because if that were true, the Pasuk should have said so. The Pasuk should have specified that it was the second day of the month. Then the Gemara says, Ve'ema b'sheni b'shabbes. Maybe it meant the second day of the week. In other words, maybe it meant Monday. So the Gemara says, Chada delo ashkecha sheni b'shabbes dechsev. So first of all, the Gemara says, no, that we never find that there are psukim in Tanakh that reference what day of the week it is. Ve'od ma'kesheni basra l'sheni kama. Ma'sheni kama chodesh, sheni basra chodesh. Then the Gemara says, on top of that, we compare the original mention of the word chodesh, of sheni to the second sheni. Just as the first sheni that's mentioned in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, we know is chodesh, because it says, ba'chodesh ha-sheni. So too, the second reference of sheni is also a reference to the month as well. Fine. The Gemara says, Tanya kivasi de Rabbi Yochanan, minayin she'in monen lahem l'melachim ela min Nisan. Again, the question we raised in the Gemara yesterday, how do we know that the years for the kings are calculated from Nisan? Shene'emar, vahi v'shmonim shana v'arba me'yosh shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, uchsiv v'ya ala haron ha'kohen al hor ha'ar api Hashem, uchsiv v'hi b'arboim shana b'ashte asra chodesh, uchsiv v'achare ha'kosoeis sichon, v'omer v'yishma ha'knani, v'omer v'yiruch ala edad ki gova aharon, v'omer v'hi b'chodesh ha'rishon v'ashana ha'shines, v'omer v'hi v'ashana Basically, the Gemara just cobbled together every single pasuk that we quoted between yesterday and today's daf, where we were basically referencing the concept of when the months begin for the Malachim, and just put it all together and said, this is the source that the months for the kings are calculated from Nisan. Now the Gemara qualifies this. Amar Rav Chisda, Lo Shanu El Lamelcha Yisrael, Aval Lamelcha Umo Sa'ola Mitishrei Maninan, Shenemar, Divrei Nechemya Ben Chachalya Vahi Bechodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim, Uchsev Vahi Bechodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim La'ar. The Gemara now qualifies and says that which we've been saying until now, that Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim is Nisan, that's only for the Malchei Yisrael, for Jewish kings. But for non-Jewish kings, Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. How do we know that? Because the Gemara quotes two psukim from Sefer Nehemiah. The opening pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah says that Nehemiah was relaying over the words. Again, the Gemara on the next summit is going to get into more detail about the story. And it was the 20th year in the month of Kislev. And then the following parak of Nehemiah, parak Beis, it talks about how Nehemiah was relating over his words to the king, to Artaxasta, it was the Melech. It was the 20th year, it was the month of Nisan. Now, if you're going to argued that Rosh Hashanah is Nisan, even for Malchei Umos HaOlam, so then Nisan should have been the 21st year. So the fact that the Pasuk in Nechemiah Perek Beis is calling Nisan the 20th year means that clearly Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for the Malchei Umos HaOlam. Then the Gemara says, Bishlam Ahaych Mefarish Dela Artach Shasta, Alahai Mimai Dela Artach Shasta, Dilma Limin Yana Acharinahu. So now the Gemara just has almost like a textual question on these two Pasukim from Nechemiah. The second Pasuk we reference in Nechemiah Perek Beis explicitly states that it was the 20th year of the reign of Artaxasta, who was the Melech. So that you can't debate. That clearly is the 20th year of his reign. But the problem is that the first Pasuk from Nechemiah that we quoted, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, never says what the 20th year is a reference to. It never says it's the 20th year of Artaxasta. So how do we know that that Pasuk back in Perak Aleph of Nechemiah is also a reference to the 20th year of Artaxasta's reign? So the Gemara says, no, Amar of Papa, Shnas Esrim, a very similar answer to what we gave in the Gemara yesterday, which is basically it's derived from Gzeirah Shava. And just as the Pasuk in Perek Beis is clearly talking about the reign of Artaxasta, so too the Pasuk in Perek Aleph. So then the Gemara says, again, a very similar question to what we asked yesterday. In other words, how do we know the chronology of the Pesukim? Perhaps the Pasuk in Perek Beis that details the fact that Nechemiah, related over the words to Artaxasta, which was in Nisan, maybe that occurred before what happened in Perek Aleph, which was in Kislev. So the Gemara says, no, lo salkadai, that's not true. Desanya, dvarim sha'amar Hanani le Nechemiah b'Kislev, amra Nechemiah le Melech b'Nisan. That which Hanani, who is one of Nechemiah's colleagues, said over to him in Kislev, Nechemiah then repeated those words to the king, to Artaxasta in Nisan, which means the events happened later on. So the Gemara now explains, dvarim sha'amar Hanani le Nechemiah b'Kislev, shene'emar different Nechemiah ben Chachalia, vayibu chodesh kislev shnas esrim va'ani ha'yisi v'shushan habira, vayavo chanani echon me'achai huva anashim mihuda vo'ashalim al hayudim ha'paleta asher nisharu min ha'shevi v'al Yerushalayim, al min ha'shevi v'al Yerushalayim, vayomeru lu ha'nisharim asher nisharu min ha'shevi sham ba'medina bara agdola u'cherpa v'chomas Yerushalayim mifo'retzes u'sh'areh ha'nitzes u'va'esh. So Chanani gives this whole long spiel to Nechemiah about what's going on with the plight of the Jewish people in Yerushalayim, that the cities have been destroyed and that the survivors are there and they're not doing well. They've come from captivity and everything is terrible and everything's being destroyed. Then the Gemara says, Amra Nechemiah lemelech b'Nisan. Nechemiah then reported this over to the king, to Artaxasta in Nisan. Shana Amar, this is from Perek Beis of Nechemiah that we were referencing earlier. Vahi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim l'artaxasta hamelech yayin lefanav, v'asoyas hayayin v'atina lemelech v'lo ha'yisi ra lefanav, v'yomer li hamelech madua panecha ra'im v'atoy enechach ole, ein zek yimro alev, v'yira harbe ma'od v'omer lemelech hamelech le'olam yichia madua lo yiru fanai asher ha'ir b'es kivros avosai Harva, Usharea, Ukalubaish, Bayomer Li Hamelach, Amazatam, Vakesh, Vespalela, Lokea, Shamayam, Omer Lamelach, Melamelach Tov, Mitavav, the Cholifanecha, Asher Tishlachini, El Yehuda, El Ir Kivros, Abasai, Evnena, Bayomer Li Hamelach, Vahashegal, Yosheves, at Sloan, Masai, Yamalachech, Masai Tashuv, Vaital of Nehemelach, Vashachini, Vatanolozman. So again, a whole long spiel from Nechemiah Perek Beis, where Nechemiah basically, Nechemiah was the cupbearer. He was like the Saramashkin for the king for Artaxasta. And basically, the king realized that there was something up with Nechemiah, that there was something off, that he wasn't doing okay, and Nechemiah admitted to him that, that the plight of the Jewish people is not great right now, and the cities are being destroyed, and there's cemeteries that are being upended, and I have to go take care of everything, and he basically asked permission from the king and the Shegal, which was like his consort, to be able to go, and they said, fine, you can go, and you can go basically take care of what you need to take care of. Fine. So now the Gemara wants to know, Masiv Rav Yosef, Biyom Esrim Ba'arba Ola Chodesh Ba'ashishi B'shnas Shtayim L'dar Yavesh, Uchsiv Ba'ashvi'i B'esrim B'yachad L'chodesh, V'im Isa B'shvi'i B'shnas Gimel Mi'boyle. So now the Gemara is questioning our original premise again, that for Malchei Umos HaOlam, we follow Tishrei, because the Gemara quotes two Pesukim from Sefer Chagai. In Sefer Chagai, the Pesuk says that it was the 24th day of the 6th month, presumably the month of Elul. It was the second year in the reign of Daryavesh. And then we have another Pasuk in Chagai that says that it was the 7th month, which is presumably Tishrei, right? It was the 21st day of Tishrei. And again, the Pasuk says it was also in the 7th year. Now, the question is, I'm sorry, it was also in the second year. But if that's the case, that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for the Malchei Umos HaOlam, that second Pasuk in Chagai should have said that it was actually the third year of the reign of Daryavish, not the second. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Avo, Koresh Melech Kasher Haya, Lefichach Manulo Kemalchei Yisrael. Koresh was a Melech Kasher. He was a good king, even though he wasn't Jewish. And therefore, the Pesukim consider him as if he was a Jewish king, and we factor his years from Nisa. So the Gemara says, hang on a second. Maskev Lor Rav Yosef, Chada, Dim King, Kashu Kraya Hadade, Dichsev, Vesheitzaya Baisa Dinad, yom tlasa li rachader dihi shnas shis lemalchus dar yavesh malka. First of all, the Gemara says that there seems to be an internal contradiction in Pesukim. You have a pasuk from Sefer Ezra that says that the Beis Hamikdash was completed being constructed by Ezra on the third day in the month of Adar, which was the sixth year of the reign of Dar Yavesh. V'sanya, the Braisa says, ba'oso zman l'shana haba, that time the following year, Allah Ezra mi Bavel v'galuso imo. Ezra came back from Bavel with all the people who were sent into Galus. Uchsiv, then it goes on to say in Sefer Ezra, Vayavo Yerushalayim Achodesh Hachamishi, Hishnasa Shvias Lamelech. Vim Isa Shnasa Shminis Miboile. The Pasuk says that Ezra and all the other people from Galus, from Bavel, they came to Yerushalayim. It was the fifth month of Av of the seventh year. But again, if you're going to argue that Rosh Hashanah Lemelachim is Tishrei, so then it should have been the eighth year. V'od Midame Hasim Korish Hachadar Yavish. Then the Gemara has a much more basic question, which is that we're trying to prove what the years of Dar Yavish were, and we're quoting Psukim and Sefer Ezra regarding Korish. There are two different kings. So how could he use that as a proof? So in answer to the second question, the Gemara says that's not such a big, that question is not such an overwhelming question. Tana hu koresh hu daryavish hu artachshasta koresh shemelach kasher haya artachshasta shemalchuso umashmo daryavish. So again, that's very similar to the answers that we saw yesterday regarding Sichon and the Melech Kenan and Melech Arad, that they're basically all the same people. That, you know, it was that his real name was Koresh, you know, sorry, he was called Koresh because he was a Melech Kasher, and artachshasta was kind of like the Paro equivalent for the Persians. It was just like a title of a king. Yeah. Yeah.
Quick question.
Sure.
What's the relationship between Koresh and Esther or Dayavish?
We're going to get to when we get to Megillah, hopefully, in a couple of months. But yeah, he was the son. He was Darius II, I believe it was the son that was born with the relationship between Esther and Ahasuerus. We're going to hopefully talk about that when we get to Megillah.
The second question is, yeah, just practically speaking, the Jews who lived in Persia at this time,
mm-hmm,
but what did they put on their documents? What date? Was it the...
You're saying which king did they put?
Did they reference the Jewish king?
I think the halacha is that you reference whichever king is running your area. So meaning that's why we're having this whole discussion about Malchi Umos Olam, right? That's why, you know, so it has relevance also. If you live in a place as a non-Jewish king, which is presumably the majority of the world at the time, you know, you would reference it based on that. Okay, so in answer to the second question, the Gemara basically says that they're all the same people. You know, Koresh, Daryavish, Artachshasta, they're all the same people. But the Gemara says, Mikol Makom Kashya. We still have to answer the first question, right? Because remember, the first question was that the Pusuk and Ezra should have said that it was really the third year, not the second year. I'm sorry, that it was the eighth year, not the seventh year. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak The Gemara says that the reason why there seems to be the shift in you know, whether the Rosh Hashanah for the kings is Nisan or Tishrei is because originally Koresh was a good king, and therefore we calculated his years based on Malchei Yisrael from Nisan. But eventually, he kind of corrupted his ways, and therefore, later on, we factored his years based on Tishrei. So the Gemara now questions that. Maskev Lord of Kahana, Umi Hechmetz, is that true that Koresh corrupted his ways? V'hachsev, a pasuk from Sefer Ezra. Uma chashchan uvnei sorin v'dichrin v'imrin le'elovin le'eloka shemaya, chintin melach chamaru mishach kamamar kahanaya di v'yerushleim, lehave misyehev lehem yom biyom dilo shalu. Koresh tells all his people who work for him, he says, make sure that the Kohanim and that everyone else in the Beis HaMikdash get everything they need to do the avodah, all the animals they need, the salt, the oil, the wine, everything they need, and don't shortchange them on anything. Give them whatever they need. So how could you call Koresh not a Melech Kasher? How could you say that he's a corrupted king if he's willingly handing out things for us to offer in the Beis HaMikdash? To which the Gemara says, no. Amar lo Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe, matunach, di lahon mehakrivin yichochen le'alaka shemaya, umatzlin l'chayim malkuv noi. He says, so Rabbi Yitzchak responds to him and says, look at the last half of that pasuk in Ezra that you just quoted. It says that the only reason why Koresh did that, why he was willing to just hand things out to the Kohanim, is because he wanted us to offer karbanos on his behalf so that he would survive, so that his kids would live long lives. So he didn't have exactly the purest of intentions. So maybe he wasn't the greatest king. So the Gemara says, hang on a second. Uman da'avad hachila mal yusei. So just because Koresh had some ulterior motives, he wanted to have long life for him and his family, that's such a bad thing? Really? The Gemara says, v'hasanya, ha'omer sela zo letztaka b'shul sheyichyu banai v'shul sheeske b'lechai olam haba harei zetzada gomer. A famous Gemara in Pesachim and also appears in Baba Basra that says, a person gives tzedakah and he says, says, I'm only giving this tzedakah on the condition that I get a share in Olam Haba, on the condition that my children live long life. So he clearly has ulterior motives, but the Gemara still calls him a tzaddik gomer. So why is that? So why is it such a big deal that Koresh only wanted to donate because he wanted his family to live a long life? The Gemara says, no. Lo kashya, kan b'yisrael, kan b'ovdei chacham. That notion that the Gemara says that even if you give tzedakah or you do a mitzvah for an ulterior motive, that you can still be a tzaddik gomer, that's only for the Jewish people. But for non-Jews, they have to have proper motives. Again, why that is exactly, I'm not exactly sure, but that's a distinction that the Gemara makes. Okay.